Hi, this is Evan the Holy Film, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evan the Holy Film.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Sepp.
Drain is
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Ironic. Welcome, everybody. Talking sports. PostShare.com, Knockout Radio, all that kind of stuff. It was just a little touching listening to the Macho Man liner. You know, he just went into the WWE Hall of Fame on Saturday. I got to watch it on Monday night. So it was just kind of took a step back. I just got called a jerk, by the way. Shocking, huh?
What happened?
I called some people about some things. And the guy's like, you don't sound very friendly. I think we're going to pass. I'm like, I didn't know I had to be friendly to give you money to come fix something.
Wow.
So, STFU. Isn't that the lingo?
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
The acronym.
Yeah, the right, exactly, because it's my money. You don't want to come fix it, don't fix it. I'll go somewhere else. Huge, huge weekend for sports.
Yeah, just a couple things going on.
I am so pumped and excited. I just picked up my credential. I'm looking forward to the women's Final Four. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the men's Final Four. And I was just watching the four-letter network, and Michigan State just finished, and Duke's getting ready to go out there, and of course Kentucky's going to walk right through this, and then they're going to go play the Golden State Warriors for the NBA title, and then they're going to play the 1980s Boston Celtics for the all-time Legends title, and on and on and on. But I didn't realize this, because again, I barely realize as I'm watching, all number one seeds in Tampa for the women's Final Four.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you'd think that it's going to be top-notch all the way through.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would think. And I'm even anticipating a tough game for UConn. You know, UConn is Kentucky. Let me rephrase that. Kentucky is Utah. UConn. Utah? Kentucky.
Utah.
I'm not going to say that UConn is the Kentucky. I think Kentucky is the UConn for this year. I mean, UConn, is there a more dominating team? Tennessee, a couple, 10 years ago or so. But is there a more dominating program than UConn?
Well, and it's not even looking at this year.
No.
Just look at the Gino Auriemma
era. That's what I'm saying.
It's been absolutely nuts since he's been there.
That's what I'm saying. The total program.
Yeah.
Not just this year, not just last year. You know, Kentucky's up now. They're decent last year. UConn dominates. UConn, what is this, the 412th? They have their own wing at the White House. It's to the point now where the president gives Gino a gift, not Gino giving the
other
president.
Way around.
Right. So, I mean, the closest thing would have to be the UCLA era, you know, where they dominated for that 10-year.
What was that?
Span.
That was Wooden?
Yep.
John Wooden.
Exactly. So, I'm really looking forward to that. I was out at the Phillies game yesterday. Spring training basically winding down. The Phillies have already packed up. They were packed up before the game started yesterday. They were ready to go. They went straight from there to the plane. They're in Philly. They play Pittsburgh this weekend.
Bing, bang, boom.
So,
and then I think what was Rays are playing Detroit
right
tomorrow at the Trop for the last game of their spring training. And then they kick things off.
Monday.
Their season is Monday. Opening day is Sunday. That's Cubs Cards.
Is Wrigley Field done? You know, I heard something today. I was flipping channels, and it might have been the four-letter network or Fox Sports, whatever I watch now. They're still installing seats. They're still doing crap. Opening night, opening day for Major League Baseball is Sunday at Wrigley.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of interesting. I just Googled it just to double check on the latest. First thing that pops up from the Chicago Tribune, Wrigley Field video board ready for its close-up. So it's sounding like
it's getting close.
They're pretty
Joe Madden
close.
Throwing out the first pitch. I think he should.
That's cool.
No, he's not. I'm making
that would be cool though.
But I think he should. I think on day one, opening day Sunday, Joe Madden should throw out the first pitch. In the seventh inning, he should sing. They really should open it up.
the new era that is being ushered in.
We'll get back to that because we don't want to hold anybody. Gaethje was on last night.
Gaethje, yeah.
The new baddest man on the planet. The baddest man on the planet today is on as well. Steve Sevigny. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Randy, how are you? You know, I'm an old Chicago Cubs fan, and I remember when they put the lights in Wrigley. And nothing could beat Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ballgame in the seventh inning stretch.
Let me tell you a quick little story before we get into today's product, which is the ATR 250. I broadcasted a show live from Wrigley in the 90s sometime. I don't remember. My co-host is a local actor. He was in Tin Cup. He's been in Field of Dreams, so forth and so on. So we're sitting there broadcasting as we saw Harry Carey fall down some stairs.
Well, you know, Harry Carey, in order to get his voice ready to sing, he had to imbibe a bit, I think, and he drank a lot of that kind of golden amber ale.
It was. Then he went and he did a show, and then you know he was talking about Ozzie Smith, who wasn't even there anymore. And but that's how you loved Harry. You know, you would pay attention whether he was right or wrong.
One of a kind. But you know, back in the old days, he had to sing into some funky old microphone. And today we've got like the coolest product that would have been ideal for him to sing into.
I'll tell you what, they don't call you the professional for no other reason than you are the professional, because you are right. This product that we're going to talk about today, it works great. It looks great. You know, I want to just use it as a prop just because it looks so cool on our studio boards. But let's talk about it. This isn't an ordinary microphone, but it makes you sound like you are in a multi-million dollar studio.
Well, you know, this is our ATR 2500 USB. And this is a cardioid condenser side address, meaning you talk into the side of a studio-type microphone. But the cool thing about it is it's got a USB output. It'll plug right into your computer. It will also plug in with the appropriate connector adapter, an iPad. So you can do studio-type recording in your living room. You could do a podcast. You could do even a radio show recording or a voiceover. Right from the comfort of your living room with this product, without any special drivers to install, works with all of the popular recording software, including the free downloadable things that are out there. It is really a fun product.
You know, and we can even take that one step further. As you know, I travel a lot with the UFC and a lot of other MMA organizations, and I see media using iPhones, you know, to do interviews. This will take the quality of what you're using now, just trying to use your iPhones or your smartphones or whatever. Now this is going to up the interview quality. You can just, like you said, hook it up into the laptop, look professional, and sound professional as well.
Exactly. Plus, it's got a built-in headphone monitor function, so you can actually monitor the audio as it goes into the microphone. So you can hear yourself as you're doing your presentation or your podcast.
Now, you know, I hate to always talk about price, but I'm looking at it and I'm looking at all the features. I'm going to assume this is about a $499 to a $550 product.
No, actually, it's $100, $99.95 MSRP, and you can buy it at the shopaudiotechnica.com online web store. So it's affordable so that just about anybody can follow in your footsteps and become a great announcer, great talker. Great host, great sportscaster.
And, of course, we're going to try to kickstart Audio Technica and Talking Sports is going to try to kickstart somebody. We're going to give this one away at 11:59 tonight. But, once again, throw out where people can look at, get more information, and for under $100, purchase this product that I would have guessed would have been around $550.
Well, you can find out more information on this product by visiting our website, www.audio-technica.com, and you can purchase the product directly from our Shop Audio Technica online store by clicking the little shopping cart logo up on the upper right-hand side of the product profile page.
tell you what, it looks awesome. And I'm going to get to that website. Wegs, get us down. We need to order a couple of these just for promo sites, just because it looks so cool.
Sure.
Steve, before I let you go, the Cubs win on Sunday? Do they win opening day?
Oh, I don't know. I live in Ohio now, so I don't follow them as much as I used to. I used to like them when they were the lovable losers back in the 90s and early 2000s.
Would I be wrong to say that nothing has changed, or they're just not probably lovable anymore?
Well, you're probably correct. Although, once someone's a Cubs fan, I think they are always a Cubs fan, regardless of whether they win or lose.
And that's what I like about it, for sure. Steve, thank you, as always. Have a good weekend.
You too, Randy. Have a happy Easter as well.
Take care. Steve Savanu, everybody. Audio Technica. We will have the drawing 11:59:59 tonight. It's the ATR 250 USB mic, and it just looks cool. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to win it, and we'll just put it on now. We'll give it away.
Addressing the whole lovable loser thing.
Yeah, now they're just losers.
We still have to see what all the moves, how it's going to play out. Obviously, they brought in a lot of people, management and player alike, but one person they won't have on their opening day roster is Chris Bryant, and the very controversial
move. Hold on a second. Scott Boris is calling in.
Yeah. obviously, a highly controversial topic right now based on strictly business, because what it looked like, Bryant was tearing it up.
He'll be up in 14 days. Chill out up there in Chicago.
But there's still people that are very upset, and Chris Bryant and Scott Boris and the MLBPA included, that are saying based on what he has done on the field, he deserved to be on that roster. And correct me if I'm wrong, this is something that I'm sure has been happening with teams all over the league for years.
They did it to Longoria.
But why was there not the same backlash?
I'm going to take a breath, and I'm not going to say things like, where have you been? Scott Boris is not Evan Longoria's agent. It's Scott Boris. That's the uproar. It's Scott Boris being all pissed off and bitching about
it. So it's because of Scott Boris that the MLBPA released a statement on behalf of Bryant?
Yeah. I mean, if agents don't get out and bitch about it, but there's nothing to bitch about. Scott Boris, shut up. Major League Baseball player, shut up. It's there for a reason. You guys agreed to all this stuff. They're all, you know, in the players, whatever. And the Chicago Cubs would be stupid to have him on the opening day roster.
Absolutely.
The Tampa Bay Rays would be stupid to have had Evan Longoria on the Major League roster. It's business. Mm-hmm. And they knew going in he was never going to be on the opening day roster. They knew it. So why do you act like, oh my God, you're pulling the... They're not pulling anything. You knew it. It's baseball. It's business. Shut up. And the problem's going to be, and this is what happens with Scott Boris, it is what happens with Drew Rosenhaus, you make it difficult for your clients. Because now management is going to be pissed off at the player because of things that Scott Boris say.
I see what you're saying. With what he was doing on the field, do you think they will really try to take it out on him?
Well, it's not.
I mean, he was pretty impressive.
Oh, he's definitely impressive.
Yeah.
And he'll be up in 14 days. So they're not going to, whatever that saying is, you know, cut their nose despite their face, or right, whatever. He will be up in 14 days. They're not going to leave him in the minors to piss off Scott Boris even more. But don't kid yourself. There could be problems down the road if Scott Boris, if Drew Rosenhaus, if all of these agents that do, you know, get very vocal. I mean, it's just human nature. They're going to remember when it comes time to renegotiate. They're going to hold off. I don't want to deal with Scott Boris yet. You just got to be careful. And for Scott Boris to kind of act like, oh, I'm so surprised, I'm so shocked. Anybody that knew anything about him, who anticipated him making the big league roster, knew that he would not be on the opening day roster. All right, a lot of things still to get to. We will hit some of them. We need to talk about the Rugged Maniac. All we got left to do is get Ed involved. We have everybody else. We have Frank from IO.
That's true.
You know, we got people flying in from Ohio. Let's work on Ed next. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
You see it all around you. Usually it's due.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today. Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Let's get it started in here.
Hey Tampa, looking for your next adventure? How about a day filled with 25 epic obstacles, crazy costumes, rockin' music, and plenty of beer? The 5th annual Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race is returning to the Tampa area on May 9th with just what you need. Grab your friends and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime as you climb mountains of stacked shipping containers, rocket down a 50-foot water slide, jump over fire, bounce on trampolines, and crawl through underground tunnels of dirty, yucky mud, all while wearing whatever insane costume you and your friends come up with. But the fun doesn't stop there. Join thousands of partiers in the massive festival where you can play in adult bounce houses, ride mechanical bulls, dance your butt off in the foam pit, and enjoy cold craft beer from Harpoon Brewery. Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race, Saturday, May 9th at Little Everglades Ranch in Dade City. Don't miss out on this wild and crazy day of fun. Get off the couch and do something exciting with your weekend. Tickets are selling fast, so grab your friends and register today at ruggedmaniac.com. That's ruggedmaniac.com.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so you've been putting these notes together for how long now?
Probably year and a half.
Year and a half.
At least.
And I fly through them. They're very important to us all. But
Sorry, that's my outside voice.
Of what?
Important to us all.
You don't think it's important?
Eh, they help.
No, I'm saying they're important, but a lot of times, you know, you'll look, Bucks trade Goldson. All right, we'll get to it. Mm-hmm. It was written down. Mm-hmm. The Lightning make the playoffs. We'll get to it. Mm-hmm. It was written down. Right. But every once in a while, there's something that are in the notes that I look at and actually read and read it again and go, that's interesting.
Really?
And this is one of those. Wow. So you found a stat that has me befuddled.
Okay.
I don't know what befuddles me more. The fact that Floyd Mayweather's odds have dropped from minus 275 to minus 180.
Mm-hmm.
And that two-thirds of the money that's being gambled, and that's what the odds are all about. It's not about who they really think is going to win.
It's just where the money's going.
They want it to be a total wash. You know, they want $10 million on Pacquiao, $10 million on Mayweather, and they win on whatever it's called, the VIG, the GIG, the JIG.
I'm not familiar.
Well, you know, you pay a 10% penalty when mm-hmm. you either win or lose. I'm not a gambler, so I don't know. So if they have $10 million on one side, $10 million on the other side, they'll get that, whatever it's called, and they're going to be making money.
Sure, yeah.
I am shocked that two-thirds of the money is going on Pacquiao. Mm-hmm. And my question is, if there are any boxing fans out there, or really I think it would be more sports fans than boxing fans in what I'm going to about to ask. And Ed, if you're in the back studio and you have an opinion on this, I would love to hear it. Do you think that the reason that so much money is being bet on Pacquiao over Mayweather is that WWE kind of thing that people are paying because they want Mayweather to lose? They hate Mayweather so much because of his arrogance, because of his demeanor, because of everything. They're betting because they want him to lose. So are they betting? Obviously, they're betting with their heart and not their head.
Yeah, if they're doing that, then I think that's the wrong way to look about it. Just because you don't like somebody doesn't mean they're not going to win or possibly even wipe the canvas with somebody. So if they are going strictly from their heart and putting their money, then I think that's a bad way to do it. Now, if they are putting down these sometimes obscene amounts down, one of the reasons why the odds drop to what they are now, the minus 180 for Mayweather, is I think it was at the MGM, the Mirage, where...
Well, which is it, the MGM or the Mirage?
Let me double check.
It's two different casinos.
True.
It really doesn't matter. Get on with your story.
But when you look at it, there was one person that put down two separate $50,000 bets on Pacquiao to win. So
allegedly, and I'm making this up, I'm trying to be funny, so it's not even allegedly, it's just me being funny. Danny Alvarez is on my shoulder. Could it have been Mayweather?
Ooh.
Drop those odds.
Hmm.
It's worth it to lose $100,000 to drop the odds and now put $10 million on yourself.
Interesting thought.
There's no way he did that.
Yeah, I doubt it, but it's an interesting thought. You're typically not the conspiracy theorist, but yeah, it's looking like there's people that are putting those types of numbers on both fighters. So
I'm getting a correction tweet.
Uh-oh.
And you know how that's the Thursday night show with the news, and we got to work on that. But Grossman is saying that there's four people from his hometown involved in the Rugged Maniac on Monday.
Him
and his son, and then there's some people I think from down in the Fort Myers area that are driving up to participate. So
that's very awesome.
So four Ohioans.
I didn't realize we had that many. I thought it was just one or two.
Well, I'm sure there's somebody else of the 72 people that are on the Knockout Radio wave.
Can I just express my
displeasure of being involved in this?
No, not at all. No,
I want to.
It's the
I want my displeasure. I went yesterday.
What was I thinking?
You could get to your thing in a second, but I went to Kinetics yesterday. Matter of fact, we may even reach out to Joe. I have a trainer
mm-hmm.
because it pisses me off that I get these tweets that Grossman's taking his 3-mile walk. What? You mean we have to prepare for this thing?
Good for you, Grossman. I'm proud of you, man.
Oh, my God. So I went there, and they got me doing this CrossFit crap,
mm-hmm.
and I'm running suicides, and I'm throwing these medicine balls against the wall, and I'm...
You're putting in the work.
I'm old man running the 100 yards. He goes, because that's pretty much what you're going to run, you know, and then you'll slow up, and then you'll get into the mud, and then you'll do your thing. All right, back to your sad sob story. We do have a few more entries into the Rugged Maniac on May 9th. Let's get Lola to do it.
That
Let's bring Lola and Ed to come do it with us.
Not a chance.
So you know, so we haven't heard from Ed.
I'm surprised that we've gotten the response, and I'm very happy and proud of everybody who has gotten involved, be it through Kinetics,
except for Nick. Except for Nick. I don't care if he's chipped every teeth.
We'll get him.
I haven't heard from him. Since I told him that I registered for him, I have not heard back from him.
We'll make it happen.
Whether he's taking pictures with Hulk Hogan or not.
Back to the odds thing.
Oh, we're done with the Rugged Mania?
I think so, yeah. Okay. The sportsbook operator CG Technology is also reporting having their overall bets are 6-1 in favor of Pacquiao. So that's pretty impressive. But as we already stated, Mayweather is currently still the favorite. But yeah, we still have a month. That, can you believe after all the talk, it was signed in late February. Now here we are. We are less than 1 month away from this fight happening.
I'm not as pumped and excited as everybody else. I'm not a big boxing guy to begin with,
Fair enough.
For starters. I think if this fight would have been 5 years ago, like everybody else said, I think the Pacquiao losses are going to affect this fight. It's kind of like, and I always bring it back to MMA, when Nogueira got knocked out in Brazil training, it changed Big Knock. Pacquiao getting knocked out, Pacquiao losing, mm-hmm. has changed the demeanor. And I'm not saying he doesn't have a chance. But if this fight lasts, and it will, into the second round, there's no way Pacquiao wins this fight.
Just because of the way Mayweather
fights. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, Pacquiao has the stronger punch. Mayweather can't knock out that fly that just flew out of the studio. But Pacquiao, you know, needs to do it and needs to do it early. And I just don't think he will. I mean, he could knock him out in the fifth because, again, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we had that discussion.
For those people that listened last night.
Right.
I just don't see it. I don't even think it's going to be an exciting fight because Mayweather's not an exciting fighter. Pacquiao comes, balls to the wall. He's going to throw leather. He's going to do whatever. I just want to go to the concert after because, you know, Pacquiao then goes.
He will sing.
His love songs.
He certainly will sing.
They don't bring me flowers.
One thing that is significantly sooner than that fight is Final Four. Men's final
3-1 and a 7, I believe.
Yes, that's true. You have number 7 Michigan State versus number 1 Duke. That's 6:09 tomorrow night on TBS, and then 8:49 right after that is Wisconsin versus Kentucky, also on TBS. You know, it's really, if you have Michigan State, you know they're going to go deep into the tournament just because that's what an Izzo coach team does. It's amazing that regardless where they're ranked, they're going to go very deep. And then, of course, you have the rest of the number ones from the start of the tourney. Honestly, I think both of these games are going to be very exciting. I think Michigan State has a very real chance. I'm not going to say it's a good chance, because I think Duke will win that game, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than a number 1 versus number 7 game could or should be. And with Wisconsin and Kentucky, yes, a lot of people were saying that how close the Notre Dame game was for UK. Yes, they've had their scare. And
they
now,
should have lost
and
the game.
They should, first off, they should have lost the game. Secondly, people are saying that now they've had their scare, that's going to bring them together more and they're going to get better. I'm not so sure about that. I am very, very curious as to see what Wisconsin is going to bring to the table. They are a very, very scary team. And in the final, I have Duke versus Wisconsin.
Wow. Holy cannoli. What?
I'm calling it how I see it. I say Duke, Wisconsin in the national championship.
Wow.
Up until this last week, I would have said Kentucky all the way from the beginning.
I'm taking the flip side. I agree with what some of those people have said.
So you think that even though you have a bunch of freshmen, that yes, they'll still be able to...
I don't play the freshman card. You know, I don't play any of that stuff. I think coming close to losing, being as talented as Kentucky is, that they can sit back with the head coach they have, with the coaching staff that they have, and prove, this proves every possession matters. When you're so good and you can fall behind, you know, some things can happen. Miami, you know, I was watching, was that the NITs that I was watching the finals last night? Mm-hmm. You know, they would continue to fall behind, but they were talented enough to come back, which didn't happen, you know, last night, I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe they ended up blowing it. That this is a talented enough team that when you're blowing, kind of like our softball team, when we didn't even try, we would go out there and play and we didn't even try and we're 10 running teams. Well, then when we played somebody and we were goofing off, and I'm not saying that Kentucky was goofing off, but you know, you don't take it as serious. You don't take every possession. You don't take everything as serious. When you almost lose, didn't it regenerate us?
It brings it to the point where it's like, wow, that almost happened. And then it's the realization sets in that, yes, there's always a punch's chance. And you have to make sure you don't allow that one punch to land.
I know we don't take phone calls, but don't call the studio. You call the studio line.
Yeah. 866-1013-40. That one.
Disagree. All right. And
I will say that this is the second time in this calendar year that I am picking Wisconsin specifically over one of my quote-unquote teams. Because I picked Wisconsin to beat Auburn in the Outback Bowl, too. So this is kind of weird for me.
Well, the big Wisconsin dude that we talked to the other day would be very, very happy if he is listening. This is, I almost said Knockout Radio. This is Talking Sports, 866-1013-40.
That one.
Brought to you by PostShare.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The biggest air show in the South is back in Lakeland. Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo celebrates its 41st year all week long, April 21st through April 26th. This year promises to be bigger, faster, and louder than ever before. Experience the heart-thumping, awe-inspiring performance of the Breitling Jet Team's U.S. debut and the Air Force Thunderbirds. See thousands of aircraft both in the air and on display, and an open flight line of historic warbirds. Sun and Fun offers fun for the whole family with daily air shows, a kids zone, a classic car show, and lots of great food. Florida residents can make it a weekend the family will remember by coming Saturday, April 25th and Sunday, April 26th to experience three shows for the price of one. See the Breitling team perform at 3 p.m. Stay for the night air show, which includes aerobatic flyers, pyrotechnics, and a dazzling fireworks display. And come back Sunday for an additional show. Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo, celebrating its 41st year all week long, April 21st through April 26th in Lakeland. It's bigger. It's faster. It's louder. It's Sun and Fun.
You're hungry
Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Real quick, before you get to whatever you're going to do next, this will be Alex Speaks. It just jogged my memory, that Fun and Sun commercial. I got to call the head honcho guy that... you know, from the Flight Museum in Dallas, so that you can fly in that plane and that bird.
You have no idea what that would mean to me, by the way.
He was crying that week.
Was he really?
Yeah. He was pacing back and forth like a expected father.
All right. I will work on it on Monday.
Just saying. So if and when, that would be amazing. Thank you in advance. Please and thank you. Lightning limit the playoff ticket sales to Florida. They did clinch on the road trip against Montreal. They had a season sweep of Montreal. So that's good news. They've been kind of sucky the rest of the time. That's been their only win on their road trip. But once the playoffs start at the end of, I think, next Saturday is the last game of the season against the Bruins, only Florida residents will be able to purchase any playoff tickets, and the Ticketmaster page is going to base that off of credit card billing addresses, which is it's good.
Which shoulder? Right shoulder or left shoulder?
Let's go with left.
All right, since I really don't know who's on each shoulder, pro or con, which side do you want me to take?
Go con. Since I'm pro, you go con.
First of all, who's to say that somebody that lives in... Because when Phil Esposito started the Tampa Bay Lightning,
yeah,
Phil Esposito said, I don't expect many Tampa Bay Lightning fans. It's a brand new product, but nobody is from, at the time, mm-hmm. you know, we're talking, you know, years ago, nobody or very few people are from the Tampa Bay area. So people come from the Northeast, from the Bostons, the New Yorks, the Detroits, the, you know, even the Canadians.
Like snowbirds is the word.
Well, but I'm saying those cities that have either NHL franchises or they're close enough and that, you know, their favorite team.
Of their fans, yeah.
So who's to say somebody in Boston or Montreal or Detroit or whatever, that they're not Tampa Bay Lightning fans? There is no other way to black out as many people that are going to be purchasing for resale.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there was a way to maybe not allow resale, I don't know how you do that. You know,
yeah, that'd be tough.
I don't. Well, there are some ways. I think some people are doing it now with your cell phone. So you don't have a printed ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show on your phone. And the name is on the ticket. So if I buy those tickets, they're in my name. I have to show the phone and then show ID.
Gotcha.
So okay. If your ID and the ticket don't match, but. And I know I'm taking the other side, but now you're limiting people that do want to come in. I have a friend of mine who lives in Toronto.
Okay.
He tells me it's cheaper for him to get on a plane, pay for a plane ticket, get on the plane, fly to Tampa Bay.
International plane ticket.
Yeah. And go watch a hockey game at whatever the arena is called this week. the Emily Arena or whatever.
Emily Arena. Right.
Then to buy a ticket in Toronto.
What? That
can't
does
get
not
tickets,
make
you,
any sense.
Well, when you can't get tickets, when it's sold out.
Wow.
Now, again, the playoffs may or may not be sold out, but I guarantee you, okay, I don't guarantee because I really don't know because I'm guessing, that tickets to go to a Tampa Bay Lightning playoff game will be cheaper, majorly cheaper than going to a playoff game in Toronto or Montreal.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So
tickets went on sale today to the public, by the way.
Tickets for Garth Brooks goes on sale next Friday.
I understand that point. I think it is good because you are trying to keep as many local fans. You're trying to make it a special thing, and you want the fans that are going to want to show up for it here locally, who have been here for the entire season.
So should I
to
root?
Show up.
Should I start rooting for a game not to be sold out? Since I took the other side.
You can do what you want.
Well,
this is your show.
I understand that. But I'm saying, since I took the Con side,
yeah,
the Con Air side, I should then root
all right, Nicolas Cage.
for the game to not be sold out.
Sure, okay.
Because you're limiting who you're selling tickets to.
It's going to sell out anyway.
But I can root for whoever I want.
Absolutely.
Because your name is on the marquee.
I understand that.
Okay.
I get that. But yeah, especially if you do end up showing up and you are a fan of whichever other team, you just won't be able to show your support for the visitors in the Chase Club or Lexus Lounge because they are also going to be...
Please don't tell me what I think you're going to tell me.
Not allowing any team logos...
Please tell me that's not true.
...to the other team in select areas being the Chase Club and the Lexus Lounge.
Please tell me that's not true.
Quote, Chase Club and Lexus Lounge ticket holders, please note that for all 2015 NHL playoff games at Amalie Arena, only Tampa Bay Lightning team logos will be permitted in these areas. Fans wearing visiting team logos will be asked to remove them while in the Chase Club and Lexus Lounge areas. End quote. Unquote. Whatever it is.
I'm a big enough, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I may go to a game.
I know where you're going with this.
There was not more specifics of that line. So I'm going to wear something, either a shirt or pants.
Mm-hmm.
And when they ask me to remove it, I will.
Well, you have to.
That didn't say anything about replacing the shirt.
True. That is a true statement, which means that either A, you just don't go into the Chase Club Lexus Lounge.
Better yet, Randy, why don't you wear them hot Lightning pants? And then when they ask you to remove your pants.
No, that wouldn't work because they're Lightning. They're not of a different.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll wear the other team's pants.
Yeah, wear their pants.
That's what I'm getting at.
See what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what.
Wear their pants and shirt. And wear their. Put a little monogram on your underwear, too.
I'll wear a Lightning jock. So when I take my pants off, at least you'll see the Lightning logo, and you'll be happy.
Be the Thunder.
I am. And then I'll have a T-shirt that says, I am the Thunder.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Yeah, Lightning on your jockstrap, being the Thunder.
I'm on. You take us wherever you want or to the break. I'm on right. Google. Where do I get a Lightning jockstrap.com?
All right, we're going to pay some bills. We're going to give Randy some time to Google, throw that in the Googleator real quick.
I hope I have an answer by the time we come back.
So this is Talking Sports
Lightning
brought to you by
PostShare.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need
confidential documents shredded. Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back. Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Anchorage. Be patient. Halifax, hold tight. Prague, Spokane, and Markham, you're just gonna have to wait. We know you miss your boys, but they have no intention of returning before they bring home the cup. The Tampa Bay Lightning.
The 2015 Stanley Cup playoffs are on sale now. Visit TampaBayLightning.com.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Little kiss there. Nothing wrong with that. All right, before we move on, I want you to get to the Googlinator.
Okay.
So you're on it. I want you to put in there Lightning Jockstrap.
Lightning.
I'm set.
Light, not lighting, lightning.
I'm going to get Montreal Canadian pants.
That's why I put that grown man naked drop in there.
No.
That's why I put that's one reason why I did that.
This is so disgusting, Ed, that
no.
I'm going to do it. I'm gonna
no.
Like,
there's probably a disclaimer at the bottom, off-season, not for Randy Harris wearing or something. This is some kind of disclaimer on the bottom.
And then
Ed, did you do it? Did you Google Lightning Jockstrap?
No, I have better things to do.
God.
Yeah.
What has been seen cannot be unseen.
Yeah. I can't get this image out of my head, which means a lot of people in that club, the commander, commandant, whatever club, will see.
Straight up banana rack? Is that what it is?
What was that?
Straight up banana rack?
Well, I think it's the rear part is worse than the front.
Well, that's what it is.
I've never seen one, and click. I'll never see that again either. My pet peeve of the day, and I know that I've said this before.
Usually that's top of the show.
I know, but we had a lot of stuff to get to. Would you do business with a company that you're calling the company? They represent you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just say it's your lawyer.
Okay.
Okay, and no, this is not Danny Alvarez. I'm just saying you call your lawyer.
Strictly an example.
Your lawyer is not in, and here is the recording. Thank you for calling Blank Esquire. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience.
I'd expect something like that.
Would you really?
Yeah.
I would never call them back and I'll never call you back.
Really?
You'll get back to me when it's convenient for you. Okay.
Well, if it's inconvenient, then they might not be able to give you the right type of attention.
I don't care if it's inconvenient. Call me back. call me back when you have time to call me back. But you don't say that to a client. You know, I'm out hustling for sponsorship of this.
It's freezing.
Godforsaken show. and somebody calls me back, Maui Jim. Okay. And Maui Jim, bring, thanks for calling. I'll get back to you when I'm good and ready. That's about what it's saying. When it's convenient for me, I'll get back to you. Aren't there some things you just shouldn't say?
They could phrase that a lot better.
I think it falls into that category.
Phrasing.
True story. I called my insurance agent. That's on a recorder. I will never speak to her again.
So you're going to use somebody different from the same company?
I call the owner of the company, and I said, I will never speak to that person. You will now handle my insurance or I'll take it elsewhere.
Gotcha. Okay. And they said?
And Larry's like, anytime you need me, call me.
So you got to handle.
Temporarily.
For the moment.
You want
to
do...
We do need to talk about the trade.
The Goldson trade?
Yeah.
Is it a big deal?
$41 million, five-year deal. That was a big part of it.
You know, it's
they good, say $4 million this year.
It's good to get year. Rid of, you know, to dump dead weight. I mean...
And they've been doing it the whole time now. They just kept on going. They made a lot of big signings end of 2013, getting ready for the 2014 seasons.
I'm not sure any of them panned out.
Yeah, pretty much not.
I don't think
not.
Any of them did.
So, is that something that goes to the capability?
They guessed.
There's
they
a lot of guessing.
They guessed on it. That. It was a bad guess.
Now, does that go towards their capabilities in their jobs, or is that unlucky?
Let's see what happens this year. Let's see what happens next year. It's unfair to say because they screwed up last year on free agents that were supposed to be great free agents. You know, are we going to remember Portland forever because they passed on Michael Jordan? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We are. Yeah, we are. But you know what I mean. If they were to then come through with other good picks after, then yeah, they made one stupid at the time. It didn't seem it, but yeah, I don't want to run out of time before I vent one more thing.
Okay.
Because I think it would be very hypocritical of me to not bring this up.
Okay.
I have never liked when we say, Tony Dungy, I know this is true, the first black coach.
Okay.
I can't stand when, you know, the Bears played the Colts and it was the first two African-American head coaches.
Okay.
No, it's the 37th time that two head coaches went up against each other in the Super Bowl. We will never get past if we continue to say crap like that.
Correct.
So why are we making such a big deal? Or I could take, do you want pro or con? Because I'll go the other way too.
No, go with where you're going.
Of, I don't know her name, Sarah Thomas.
Okay.
Sarah Thomas has been hired as the first female official. I guarantee you there is a worse referee in the NFL than Sarah Thomas.
Sure.
Because there's some pretty bad ones. Is it a big deal that she's a female? Why are we making a big deal? They just hired another referee. I think you're setting people up for failure because now they're looking for her to make mistakes.
Now there's a lot of undue pressure, unnecessary pressure, just because the first was attached to her. I get that. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
They did it when there was a female referee in basketball. Who cares? If she's qualified, if she's gone through all the testing, worked her way up, and she's ready to go, who cares?
And let's take this as a slightly different direction, too. What's her name? Winslow?
Yeah, she's awful.
And that's the thing. It has nothing to do with whether or not she is a woman or a man. It has everything to do with the fact that she is a referee and it's held to those standards.
Here's what I foresee. And then I'm going to tell you, it'll be story time with Uncle Randy. Some big bruising running back is going to run her over. I don't even know where she's going to be on the field. You know, I don't know. So if she's, you know, behind, then it can't happen. And then this NFL player is going to be tagged and labeled and whatever, unfairly.
Unnecessarily.
Because again, on the same thing, she is not a female official. She is a official. So back in the day, I'm coaching a T-ball game. I have always taught my players to run through, as I did you, to run through the bag at first base, and you do not stop running. Now, again, this is T-ball, so it's a little different than, you know, when you played for Hard Team ball. USA. You do not stop running until you hit the grass. And yeah, the reason that, and I do it for a reason, so that you're not slowing up before the bag, you run through the bag. Ground ball to, the first baseman. We had a very large youngster at the time.
Okay.
I'm not going to throw Sean under the bus. Person runs over and stands on first base.
Ooh.
It was a female.
Okay.
And she got plastered as Sean ran over her, ran through the bag.
Do you know through her.
They threw him out of the lake.
Out of the league?
I went bananas.
I would have gone
You know, and,
nuts.
And it got rescinded and whatever. I'm like, he didn't run over. First, he didn't do anything wrong. You know, he was in the baseline. You know, you don't stop.
That happens during major league games,
all
too.
All the time. Yeah. But they said it. They never said it was because he ran over the first baseman. They never said that he ran over a player. He ran over a girl.
So it was special treatment.
Exactly. And it shouldn't be. If they're talented enough to play, if they're talented enough to go out there and referee, you know, they make fun when referees get run over. Do they not?
That's true. Yeah. You know, it's usually ending up on some video on Facebook
exactly.
with the word fail.
Exactly. Or a pass hits a referee in the forehead. Now what's going to happen? And she shouldn't be treated any differently. My hat's off to her. I hope she does a great job, but don't treat her any different. It's not a big deal. It's just another referee.
Fair enough. Yeah, it makes a whole lot of sense.
Just my rant.
And that is a very good thing to bring up because now you're right. Everybody's going to be saying the first, and everybody should be worrying about what's happening during the game and not necessarily who is officiating. Because when it comes to who's officiating, that shouldn't matter. You should never know more about the referees or the judges or whatnot than the players and what's going on.
It's like, and I know we've talked about this before, name offensive linemen that are not in the Hall of Fame. What's the first one? Watch this. Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
Ed, are you available? Just off the top of your head, name an offensive lineman.
Currently?
No, just name the first offensive lineman that comes to mind.
Well, we had him on last week, Jerry Wunsch.
Okay, well, the first one I normally think of is Kenyatta Walker, and that's not because he was good.
I know you all watching me.
Do you know that Kenyatta Walker? I think we've talked about it.
I put a song together. I'll go home and find it maybe next week. That song, Somebody's Watching Me, and
right.
I put sound bites. It was so funny. It was years and years ago, but see if I can find it. You always say, I know they're watching me.
Okay, we'll rerun
That's your homework.
Kenyatta Walker once got a holding penalty while he was on the sidelines.
That's when you know
he was not in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You know, you don't know offensive linemen. You don't know referees. You know, there was an umpire in Major League Baseball that wanted to be known and so badly. So he's umpiring between third and second, I believe. And the third baseman asked him to back up because he was kind of like in the throwing. The third baseman was playing deep. Mm-hmm. He threw him out of the game.
For asking him to back up?
You know, because some words were said back and forth and you don't tell me where to stand. And he's like, now, again, we don't know exactly what he said, and I'm sure if it was anywhere near what I would have said, probably deserved to get thrown out. But he's like, dude, back up.
Probably some superlatives thrown in
right
there.
Right now, you're in my line of fire. You know, I get a ground ball.
I'm going to hit you.
But you're gone. So we don't want to know. Just be part of the game. The referee, just be part of the game. And I think they're making a bigger deal than they should.
Yeah, that's true.
Setting them up for failure.
Last little bit, UFC Fight Night 63,
yep.
Fox Sports 1, that's
Mendez
tomorrow.
Ramos.
That's going to have some certainly title implications here.
Co-main event
coming up.
Ally Asquenta and Masvidal.
Absolutely
good fight. Clay Guida back.
Friend
on
of the show, Clay Guida fighting Robbie Peralta. Michael Chiesa versus Mitch Clark. So it's going to be great. Maynard.
We're
going
to get Michael Chiesa in studio, and then we'll go to the mothership, and we'll broadcast, and we'll bring Chiesa. You know, there is he has family in the St. Pete area.
That is awesome.
Definitely looking forward to that. A lot of cool stuff going on. Like I said, the Final Four, men's tomorrow, women's in Tampa on Sunday, the finale on Monday, and then opening day on Monday.
Yes.
A lot of very, very cool stuff. Great weekend. I'm headed to Nashville for Kevin Carter's Waiting on Wishes, bringing in Bob Sapp, which I'm really looking forward to. He was in the Longest Yard, Randy Couture, Tito Ortiz, Jonathan Casillas, some
kind of
other
deal.
Celebrities. Check it out on Facebook under Kevin Carter Waiting on Wishes. As always, hit me up on Twitter, @KnockoutRadio.
@KOA.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.